It's Will Catcher here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 defeat to TNS in the Welsh Premier League. Andy, another positive performance, really strong, but without the reward at the end.
Yeah, you can say that. You know, you've got to make your own luck in football and you've got to make it your own luck in life. You know, we're on the back of 2-1-0 defeats where we should have had a minimum of 4 points from it. Very tough day today with the conditions, with the wind and a really dry pitch and bobbly. So hard for both teams to show any sort of quality. You know, we've had opportunities. We started the game well. We've had, again, what we believe is a penalty. It's not as blatant a penalty as last week's penalty against Bangor, where it's the easiest decision that you'll ever have to give a penalty. This one is a little bit more, you know, it's a more of a there's a coming together, but Declan is the right side of the goal. He's got the ball and he's just been taken out. So for me, you know, it's... Now we're looking at 34 games, including cup games, where Connors Quay have not had a penalty this season. And that doesn't add up for me. You know, there's 6 or 7 incidents where we've got clear penalties that haven't been given. And that's a concern. Concern for me and a concern for the football club. But we battle on. We keep going. You know, if we perform like that next week against TNS in the cup, they've got a massive problem next week against us. Because we're going to change things around and we're going to make it... we're going to make it a war next weekend, you know. So we're going all out for that, and then we've got 6 cup finals left. You know, with like I've just said to the players, if you play with that same intensity and discipline and desire over the next 6 games, 7 games as you've just done in the last 4 games since we came into the split, we'll be fine. You know, there's going to be many, many twists and turns before the end of the season. The pleasing thing for me is this: although the results haven't gone for us in the last 2 games, the energy and the desire is there in the players, and the performances have been there. You know, we've been excellent, and nothing has fell for us. You know, hopefully you're not saying that at the end of the season that, you know, you've had an unfortunate run, because, you know, the second half we've made 2 positive changes and straight away Mike Wilde's put a ball into the top corner and somehow Saunders has managed to go back to the line and flick it over the bar. We then had one cleared off the line, which is, you know, it's, you're talking inches. Give credit to the keeper and say it's a great save, and nothing is dropping for us. You know, and you just remain... You remain hardworking, you remain honest as a group and stick together, and things, you know, you hope that things will drop for you in the box, because, you know, the one attack they had in the first half, which is partly down to our decision making, which was wrong, has put them 1-0 up, and then it's, you know, it's a difficult afternoon. You know, you keep asking the question, and, you know, they've got 2 big strong lads at the back there, very resolute in Hudson and Saunders, who did very well today, but, you know, we still did enough. We did more than enough to take something from the game, and that's the most disappointing thing.